It is 8:40 p.m. Eastern Time on October 21st, 2024, and this is the Pacifica National Board Personnel Committee meeting. Okay, and I have just sent out the agenda. If everybody checks their email, they can see it, or I will read it in a minute. So we're going to do roll call right now. Teresa Allen is present. Irene Adams. Not hearing Irene. Jim Dingman.
Here.
Thank you, Jim. Jan Goodman. Not hearing Jan. Darlene Pagano.
Here.
Thank you, Darlene. Heather Gray.
Here.
Thank you, Heather. Susan Young. Not hearing her. Minerva Sanders.
Present, and Irene's trying to get on now.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Julie Hewitt. Not hearing Julie. Okay. Well, we have quorum. Now I'm going to read to you the agenda, which I just sent. Let's see. Where's my sent here? I swear there is a poltergeist. Something is messing with my mind here. Okay. You go.
I can read it, Teresa, if you like.
Okay, I can see it, but go ahead and read it.
Okay. Convene and take roll call. We've already done that. Approve the agenda. Approve the minutes of 9/16/2024. Confirm ED evaluation process, the progress and the schedule, from Darlene, the GM search process, forms, Susan Young. Confirm next meeting 11/18/2024, and then we get to adjourn.
Okay. So it's just really basically reports. And so let's get started. Does anybody have any additions or corrections to the agenda? Okay. Does anyone object to approval of the agenda? Okay. Agenda approved without objection. Okay. The minutes, you can see that they were sent out originally by Susan on the 26th of September. And I'm going to quickly read them. I convened the meeting at 8:38 Eastern. Present were Irene Adams, Teresa Allen Dingman, Jan Goodman, Heather Gray, Julie Hewitt, Darlene Pagano, Susan Young, and Stephanie Wells. The agenda was approved without objection. The minutes of 8:26 were approved without objection. A report was given by Darlene Pagano regarding material sent out to committee members regarding the self-evaluation and ED evaluation by reviewers. And we went over a schedule.
Provide any additional questions or additional questions by September 27th, and then Darlene would put the questions together. So she agreed to serve as the data compiler again this year. So the schedule for the evaluation process will be a request that the executive director do a self-evaluation to be returned by October 15th. By October 16th, the self-evaluation would be provided to the committee. October 16th, the surveys would be sent to the reviewers to be returned by October 31st. Compilation of results from November 1st to the 11th. Committee meets on November 14th to review the results and produce a report and recommendation to the PNB. And then the PNB would review the report and make recommendations at the meeting on November 21st. And then we discussed LSB evaluation templates. And then we discussed item number 6, which would be LSB's initiating the GM search process. And Stephanie was going to report back about cost for postings. And then we named our meeting for tonight and then we adjourned. So that was the minutes. Does anyone move to approve the minutes?
I have a question first, Chair.
Yes.
This is just me not knowing the best procedure. Some of those dates from the minutes are no longer correct. Do right. I introduce those changes in our meeting for the next set of minutes? Because
yes.
Otherwise, everything yes. is correct as I have from the last meeting.
Yeah, we're going to go over. When I said confirm ED evaluation process, progress, and schedule, if we need to make changes to the schedule, we will.
Okay.
But I'd just like to approve the minutes as we thought we were going to adhere to when we met on the back in, on September 16th.
Okay.
So does anybody want to approve the minutes?
So moved. This Minerva.
Minerva.
Approve, yeah.
Okay, is there any objection to the minutes? Okay, so the minutes approved without objection.
I'm here. Sorry, I was late.
Hi, Julie. Thank you very much.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
We have gotten one more person on the line, but it's Anita's iPhone.
Yes, it's Irene. It's Irene.
All right. Oh, that's right. I keep forgetting about your name. I apologize.
My secret personality, Anita.
All right. So if you've just joined the call, you can look for something that just went out just before the meeting started, which has the agenda and some of the past minutes. Okay. So the next item. So we've just approved the 9:16 of 2024 minutes, and the next item on the agenda is for Darlene Pagano to discuss the process and the progress so far and perhaps rescheduling certain things to adjust.
Well, yeah, we do need some adjustments. We had a pretty very tight, disciplined set of dates, and, you know, it was a try. But not everything stays tight and disciplined, and we certainly had some other things come up in the entire PMB that would change things. Therefore, let me make the adjustment saying that the executive director received her packet on October 2nd, and we are now going to send out the packets to all of the other reviewers. That's, let me go over who that is, but we are sending that out at the close of this meeting because we want them back in 2 weeks, which would be, Monday, November 4th. So that's 2 weeks, but if I get them out tonight, and I sent to everyone a copy of the PNB packets that are going out. Each packet has a slightly different set of instructions because each division, let's call it that division, has slightly different responsibilities in the evaluation. So we have gotten the ED, and tonight I send out the PNB, and I don't know if it'll be tonight or tomorrow morning where I will send out to the other divisions. First are the direct reports, who are the GMs. The second little batch is direct reports, who are national office and the engineering and compliance staff. Then I am looking at Stephanie's response, and if she has listed any other active participant in Pacifica who has also in this past year had some sort of active significant partnership with her, We will ask that or those people to do an evaluation as well. Let me give you an example of what I mean by those others. Last year, the one I remember the most, there were several, but the one I remember the clearest was that a member, an LSB member, had started doing some pretty intense work with Stephanie on a couple of fundraising asks from people that LSB member knew. So that had gone on off and on for a couple of months. And Stephanie said that she expected that that person would be able to give reasonable feedback about Stephanie's performance, even though it might be only in those areas of fundraising and development. So there could be extra people, but I don't have a list yet. So I'm pressing on Stephanie to really review the work she did last year to see if there's anyone else who could give an evaluation.
Okay. All right. So let me see if I understand. You said that the PNB reviews will be sent out tonight, and to the other divisions at least by tomorrow.
By tomorrow morning, if I can't stay up that late tonight to do theirs.
And that includes the general managers, the national office, the engineering and compliance staff, and any other participants recommended by the ED.
Right.
Okay. Is there anyone else here that can think of anyone else that needs to be added? Okay. All right. What else do we need to cover, Darlene?
On all of this, it's just that I may ask people on this committee, if we get to November 1st, for instance, and I have some people that I reminded after the first 6 days, are you working on your evaluation? When do you think you'll get it in? Last year we had, I don't know, it was at least eight people, might have been nine, but at least eight people who never, ever, ever once responded to anything to do with the ED evaluation. Mm-hmm. And they really held us up for a while until basically people said, enough is enough. We will now proceed with what we've got. Well, I don't want people left out. I don't want there to be a lesser robust evaluation than we should have. So I'm going to say that I might divvy up any remaining outstanding evaluations by that time. They're not overdue, but I just haven't heard anything about it. And we will begin the friendly nudging of colleagues on the PNB for folks to get that stuff in.
Okay. Well, I would like to say something. Because November 5th is a national election, I don't know about you, but I'm campaigning for candidates and I'm also working the polls. So this is a rather stressful time for me. I encourage everybody to get it in, especially on this committee, to get it in as quickly as possible. It's self-explanatory, and it came from Darlene, and it's going back to Darlene. Correct, Darlene?
Yes, it will, because I'm going to be the one that helps with the or sets up the anonymity of it. So I will only see your name on an evaluation form once before I turn it into an anonymous document and lock up the document that has your name on it. So it worked well last year to only have one person doing that because of issues of confidentiality. Okay. But we also had ways, I won't get into it now, but we also had a way for people to be able to look at the reporting of their own answers so that they could be, in case they needed it, they could be reassured that what they wrote is what went on in the big roster under their three-digit name code.
Let me ask you this, committee. I know there is no, well, let me know. Can anyone tell me an advantage to waiting until November 4th to return this? Is there anyone on this committee that feels there's some advantage to waiting until the last minute?
I just would like to say something.
Yeah.
I've been involved in get out to vote stuff, and I'm going to be very involved with that. To me, that's priority over everything. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure I'll have time to fill this out. But like you, Teresa, I will be involved in the election process. I already am. I have been for months. And I'm going to continue that work and particularly going to up the ante on that. And frankly, to me right now, that takes priority over everything. So, but I will try to make any dates. I think setting them close to the election date is a little bit of a problem because of the nature of what we're going through here with this type of an election. So people have to be flexible about that.
Well, I would like you personally should be receiving it tonight. I'm hoping that you will do it within the next 2 days. Let's try that. And shall we take assignments for calling others just to make sure that we ask others if they would please get it done? Shall we do that, Darlene?
Not yet. Let's see how it's going. To follow along with what you had asked, do you see the advantage? It isn't often that we set ourselves an assignment and then ask that it be done in 3 days, 5 days, whatever. We're giving people 2 weeks, but it will not be 2 weeks before the reminders start. Mm-hmm. And I can do, it's very easy to do, email or text reminders, and then we won't get into the getting called up by your colleague reminder until the very toward the very end if you haven't done it by then. So
and
I feel like let's get people.
That.
Pardon?
You'll be the one initiating that, right, Darlene?
And I'll be initiating that. I'll be sending probably if there is someone, at least one person from a station, I will ask someone else from that station to give their co-director or fellow director a reminder.
Okay. Well, I'm personally going to contact the other three people, and in the course of my conversation, I'm going to bring this up.
Very good. Right. It's some amount of reading. Mm-hmm. You need to give yourself a little bit of time for reflection, and then all you're going to do is put an X next to each question that you're being asked on a grid of 1 to 5. Mm-hmm. If you want to write narrative or you want to write a comment, you can, but it isn't, I hope, onerous or burdensome to give your answers.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So now, looking at the schedule that we had before, we were asking that they be returned by October 31st. Now we're asking by November 4th. The compilation of the results, could you think we could say the compilation would be done between November 4th and the 11th?
Madam Chair, my hand has been up for quite
some
time.
Go ahead, Irene.
So, one of the first things is that are we going to be sending this to various people to say, please fill it out?
No.
And no? Okay.
No,
I send it
to each person.
Our community advisory board members involved, will they be involved in this as well, this evaluation as well?
No. The PNB, this is the PNB, this supervisory body of the, of Pacifica is doing this evaluation of our executive director and also getting feedback from all of the direct reports of the executive director. This does not go here, there, and everywhere. It's, we go by the bylaws and it's a PNB. It's our responsibility, supervisory responsibility as being PNB directors.
Okay. So, what is the, what is the difference between getting this in before the election and at the election? Because I mean, that is most of our focus right now is making sure that we got votership going on and people getting out the vote. That Jim is not the only one involved in that. I'm involved right. with that. Teresa's involved with that. Is there a problem with since we're extending the date, is there a problem with getting this done like the 7th or the 8th? And that way, darling, you have the weekend to tally up and do whatever. And then there's a Monday report.
Right.
Is there a big deal about that?
Well, again, I'm out there door knocking, walking with my cane. So I'm in it. I thought that given, what the state of, nerves and, emotions and what all else the, election will be taken out of us, that if we get it in before, we can have even a little minor, relapse and rest as of the 5th. Now you don't have to wait until the 4th. You've got 2 weeks. So you could have it in within 5 days, perhaps. So, it's not that the deadline is when things are going to happen. And I think that I myself might say, oh my God, now that it's over, or now that it's, you know, now that there's nothing else my little Democratic vote can do, I'm about to have an exhausted breakdown or an exhausted collapse. So for myself, and this was my opinion, for myself, I wanted a day or two after the election before I had to, you know, before I dived in on something that's not very difficult, but you do need to be careful that, things are being copied down correctly. So, that's an awful lot of talking out of me, Irene, mm-hmm. as if you didn't know that would happen. I'm saying get it in before the election because who knows what fresh hell will develop, after the evening of the 5th. So get it in and get it out of your sense of responsibilities. And then let's take a breather or two. And then I promise to sit down with my ruler and magnifying glass and make sure I'm copying individual, responses onto a compilation sheet.
So for myself, I think that the next 2 weeks are very crucial for the election. And really, to be honest with you, the evaluation of a PD of Pacifica, although it is important to me, my focus is now getting some young people out to make sure that they get in and vote. And that may be exhausted among itself, being a person in Washington DC who, and half the young people think that they are felons and can't vote. And I'm trying to get that word out that they can vote. So I'm thinking that I think this could be stretched out a couple of more days after the election, as opposed to trying to get it done the day before the election, when you have so many activists right here on this committee that are trying to do what we can do to get folks out to vote. I'm just thinking that it's not personal, but it's.
I understand.
May I say something?
Sure.
My goal is to get this compiled so when we meet on the 18th, that Darlene can present something to us and we can approve it, and then we can give it to the PNB on the 21st. That's my goal.
Understood. So the calendar says that Friday is the 8th. So after the Tuesday and we have a Wednesday, maybe Thursday breather, we can get whatever we got in and she can do her compilation over the weekend. And that's great timing. Great timing.
Okay. Well, Darlene, she's going to say we want everybody to get it done by the 4th. And if not, then we're going to do our best to get it done by the 7th. So she can massage the narrative and have it ready for us by the 18th. Right, Darlene?
Yeah. And, as soon as I get it compiled, it'll go to you all because it's not, well, here's the thing. The compilation itself should not be done by just one person. Last year we had six people looking at a compilation, and we went from I think it's 29 now, 29 responses. It could be a few more, 29 people. And we have to turn that into 29 values on a compilation sheet. And that shouldn't be done by just one person. And so we had last year, six people did it. And then we took all six compilations and we made sure they matched.
Okay, but my question, Darlene, is this. We had an agenda. It says the surveys would be returned by the 31st. So now, is it official that we want them returned by the 4th or not?
When you and I talked, Teresa, I said that from the very beginning of the 1st of October, a couple of days have been stretched out. And so to keep to 2 weeks... 2 weeks, they'd have to go out tonight and be back by the 4th.
Okay. All right.
Now, there are votes to be taken, but I'm just saying that's how we counted 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you want the compilation of the results then by November what?
I want the responses, the individual responses. In
by the 4th.
I said in 2 weeks, which is November 4th.
Okay. And then the results will be, it would be November 15th. Because we're adding 4 days.
Some of us are going to have to take on the responsibility of doing the compilation so we can all make sure. Since I don't have a computer program to put things into, we do it by human eyeballs. So we will have a couple of people, no fewer than three, but it should be as many as possible, to look over the responses and make sure that they're all being coded the same for their the value that they're putting on each and every item of the ED's work.
All right.
You're saying, what day are you saying? The 18th?
Okay, this is what I'm saying right now. Return by November 4th, compilation by November 16th. The committee meets on the 18th and it's presented to the PNB on November 21st. Okay. That gives us a reason to meet on the 21st. I understand that we might be a little slow getting them in. Hopefully we get the results, a compilation of the results by the 16th. But if not, that leaves to just between the 16th and the 18th to get it, unless you want to change our meeting date. So
I'm not arguing about the dates, Teresa. I'm saying according to what we expected to do,
mm-hmm.
as if there were not a national presidential change the course of the United States election on Tuesday, the 5th, the 4th would be 2 weeks. If people want to say, oh, make it 3 weeks, or people want to say, why not just 10 days? Fine. But 2 weeks was this sort of easygoing, could make sense to everybody number.
Okay. I'm going to leave these dates that I just discussed, unless you want to say everybody, return by November 7th. Does anyone want to move that we change it to November 7th instead of November 4th? Okay.
Irene, are you feeling okay that we're not running right over what you said?
No, I'm making the motion to move it to November 7th.
Okay. Does anyone have an objection to that? Okay. No objection. So return it by November 7th. Compilation of results by the, shall we say the 16th?
Let's say the 15th.
15th. Okay.
Give room for questions and possibly arguments.
Mm-hmm. And the committee meets on the November the 18th.
Yeah.
And okay. So,
that would be an important meeting because it's not just, do we all agree that of how the evaluations were compiled and understood. But then mm-hmm. it is, so what do we now say to the PNB? And there are two issues. One, does Stephanie have the confidence, as explained by the PNB members? And then, so if that's a go, then it is, what does this committee suggest as to changes to her employment contract? That's what we're, what do we say should the PNB should do, which is accept and approve, in my mind, as what we did last year. And then what recommendations does this committee make to the PNB above and beyond that?
All right. I'd like to say something about that.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. I'd like to have that meeting also have an executive session component to it because there's a number of issues I would prefer to talk about in executive session, that may have a different twist to them.
Do we want to start out in session, Jim?
Yes.
Pardon me?
So we're going to start the meeting on the 18th in executive session.
Anything we do from this point on, now that Stephanie's getting in her answers, should be an executive session.
All right. Okay, cool. Let's play.
Okay, and I'm going to try to paraphrase again or repeat what you just said, Darlene. Recommendations to the PNB above and beyond the contract. Is that what you just said?
No, above and beyond what the what our understanding is of all of the reviewers compiled together. So mm-hmm. above and beyond that, which we present to them, is then what does this committee suggest to the PMB or ask of the PMB? And the first thing is that they make a decision on the performance review that we just presented to them. And mm-hmm. then two, we as a committee are asked to make recommendations for the PMB to consider. I mean, if we say we think Stephanie's salary should be increased by 7.5%, okay, just some thing mm-hmm. in my mind, that would be the sort of thing that we could suggest in relation to her employment contract. If we say she should supervise more people than she does directly, we would say, you know, we would put in whatever we see as adjustments to the employment contract.
Okay. Because Susan is not here, I'm going to suggest that we not go into detail with the item that involved reviewing what was done about GM searches. I know some stations are involved in that, but I'm not quite sure how we can help or what our position would be on that. They seem, you know, at this point. So,
Teresa?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm actually in charge of the effort in New York, so I do want to comment on that for a few minutes.
Uh-huh, go ahead.
Well, first of all, we do have a committee in operation. I'll tell you one little problem we've encountered is that the older descriptions of a GM and PD functions include staffing that doesn't exist anymore, certainly in New York. So we've had to rewrite a lot of the descriptions, at least in terms of what we're going to offer to people locally in mm-hmm. terms of jobs. You know, for example, some of these job things said, well, you know, you have a music director, a operations director, an arts director. Well, that doesn't exist anymore in New York. So mm-hmm. that's one issue. So we've had several sessions where we've been rewriting it, and we're going to have one more. We're practically finished with one first draft, and then everybody's going to have a go at it. Now, another issue that came up was salary offering. How much do we offer? And none of us have really, I've talked to Stephanie about this. There's been some ranges, but the question is, what would be the salary offer? Then another third problem is, how much money would be allocated for advertising costs for the jobs? I have been in touch myself with the journalism schools in New York City, but of course there's lots of different places to advertise these jobs for. Usually we go to Current Magazine, the CPB publication, but there might be other places that people could suggest to advertise the jobs for. And then the final thing is the job offering itself. What's the salary offer? You know, some of these salary offers.
Isn't that what you mentioned?
Well, the amount of money offered is like way low in certain cases. And so that's a problem we're thinking. We know that we'll, I've talked to Stephanie about it. And so we haven't really ironed it out as to what would be the offer. And so I'm not going to go and throw a number out, but I am going to solicit resumes pretty soon. So that's going to happen in the next 2 weeks.
Okay, you're soliciting, you will be soliciting resumes.
Correct, yeah, except the problem will be we have to get some kind of, as I say, what would be the salary offer? You know, what's the salary offer?
Okay. All right, as I understand it, issue one was the GM and PD functions. You're kind of rewriting the job descriptions. B, salary offer, C, advertising costs, and D, you're going to be soliciting resumes.
Correct.
Okay. But that is without salaries being final.
Correct. We just it's obviously to get it all in motion. It's a little bit of like getting a machine operational. And so it's not that big a deal. We don't have some of these things always all answered at once, but at some point it's going to come flowing out really fast. I'd say the next couple of weeks will be operationalized even more.
Okay. Does anybody want to say anything about WPFW search? Okay. If not, then I want to confirm the date.
I can. I'm sorry. I can't get off of mute fast enough, and you move too fast for me, Tamika.
I'm trying.
Okay. So the WPFW search for, as what I see, I've been on vacation, but has been stalled because there was a breach in the confidentiality. And then there were some factions in the committee that wanted to extend the search out. But as secretary of that, there were three things that I noted. One is we asked the ED to pay for certain ads. And when I went back to those places where the ED was promised to post the ad, there was no ad posted. We have a faction there that they want someone there who has not even applied. And so now we are at an impasse. And then we had a breach of confidentiality. Even after I came to this committee and asked about the non-disclosure agreements, there were folks there that refused to sign them. And then, lo and behold, as soon as I provided access to certain members, there was a breach of confidentiality. So there are some issues with WPFW. And I'm going to tell you, the ED is not... I don't get a feel from the ED that she's as impartial in this situation as it is proposed to be.
Okay. Well, I think that's a delicate thing to suggest. Okay.
I just call it like I see it, Teresa.
Is there anything that anyone wants from this committee? Other than maybe some private conversations with suggestions.
The rewriting that we're doing locally, I've made it clear that anybody can come and participate in these open sessions throughout the network.
Okay.
So it's open to anybody to come in and, you know, give us a hard time and say, this is not cool. This should be done. But it's pretty clear that every local situation is different. That's obvious.
Okay. All right. And are those meetings publicized? The information so people can come on?
Yeah, we've been putting them on KPTFX and letting people know about it.
WPFW mass committee meetings are not publicized.
Okay. All right. Okay. Does anyone object to our next meeting being November 18th, as we had previously discussed? With no objection, then does anyone want to move to adjourn? Don't be shy.
Have we given Minerva enough time to get off of mute?
You're right. We got to get off of mute.
Yes, I'm off of mute, and this is Minerva. I move to adjourn.
Okay. Any objection? No objection. We're adjourned. Thank you all. I'll try to get the minutes out as soon as possible.
Right. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.